On September 16th, 2022, five perfectly red heifers were sent from the state of Texas to the land of Israel. These red heifers bring us one step closer to a temple purification ceremony that hasn't taken place for almost 2,000 years. The book of Numbers, chapter 19, describes to us the process of this purification ceremony. The ashes from the pure red heifers are used to purify the priests, the temple, and the temple instruments.
To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again.
Many Jewish people and even some Christians believe this will usher in the coming of the Messiah or the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is far from correct, but before we look at that, Jews and Christians aren't the only ones who believe these red heifers play a huge role in the state of the world. The arrival of the red heifers in Israel actually was an igniting factor in the October 7th attack on Israel.
The infamous October 7 massacre that sparked a war. But one confounding yet eye-opening motive has escaped the headlines. In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these, red heifers, to be precise.
Nothing can stop God from fulfilling his prophecy, which is why this war in Israel has done nothing to stop the red heifers, but in fact they are ready to be used in this ceremony any day now. The actual altar for these red heifers is built, standing, and ready for the ceremony.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned.
According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood.
The red heifer ceremony will make it possible to purify the third temple, and here's where the conflict arises. The desire for the location of the third temple is where the Muslim-controlled Temple Mount and Al-Aqsa Mosque currently stand.
The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, among the holiest sites in Islam. Today, only Muslims are allowed inside.
Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims. So you'll find reaction from Indonesia to Toronto to New York. That's really given. Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims, and the Muslims today are 2 billion people.
Simply by performing these acts, are these Jewish activists kicking a hornet's nest?
They are.
Maimonides is one of the most prolific and influential Torah scholars of the Middle Ages, and he says there have been 9 previous red heifer sacrifices. The last red heifer to be sacrificed was right before the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD. Maimonides also claimed that the next red heifer sacrifice would usher in the coming of the Messiah. The Jewish people currently do not accept Jesus as the Messiah. Any Messiah who comes who is not Jesus Christ will be an anti-Messiah, the Antichrist. This confusion of the Jewish people expecting a Messiah and some Christians thinking this means Jesus Christ is returning soon is dangerous, is false, and is spreading far and wide.
So good to see you here in the nation's capital.
Those sacred cows were showcased in Washington at a recent prayer gathering. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming.
We need the Messiah to come, right? So for me, the red heifer is red for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah.
Anyone who believes this will usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ or some Messiah figure to save the world is hugely mistaken. Praise God he gave us a warning about this in prophecy so we aren't deceived. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The key highlights we have to take away from that prophecy are: the coming of Jesus Christ will not come unless a falling away or people losing their faith comes first. The man of lawlessness, or the Antichrist, the son of perdition, must be revealed. And what will this man of lawlessness do? Stand in the temple of God and declare to be God, showing himself that he is God. So when you see your Christian brothers and sisters saying such things like this, this is why people think this red heifer calf means Jesus is coming soon. Warn them that after the temple is built, the one who will stand in it and declare to be God will be the Antichrist. This is why Jesus specifically warned us of this in Matthew 24. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. The call for us is to be followers of Jesus Christ, to be temples of the Holy Spirit, the new and living way that he has given to us since his resurrection from the dead. But the path for the physical temple is laid out in prophecy and is moving forward just as planned. The Temple Institute is doing everything they can to prepare the priests, the temple, and the temple instruments for the day this temple is built.
For 34 years, the Temple Institute has been preparing for the rebuilding of the Holy Temple and the renewal of the divine service. The Temple Institute is raising red heifers for the purification of Israel. We are training temple priests so that they can resume their sacred work in the Holy Temple. We have recreated the sacred vessels to be used in the Holy Temple, including the golden menorah, showbread table, and incense altar. We have inspired the return of Jewish presence to the Temple Mount, and we have spread the knowledge of the beauty of the Holy Temple to Israel and the world, a place of peace and unity and prayer. Support the work of the Temple Institute. Be our partners in making prophecy come true.
There's some rumors that one of the five red heifers may not meet the qualifications for the ritual ceremony anymore, but the process moves on without it. Reports have come out that the ceremony will likely take place between Passover and Shavuot 2024, which would be between April 20th and June 13th. But with the threat of the war in Israel, they could do it without publicly announcing it, and the process for the third temple to be built could begin at any moment.
Back in the West Bank, Mamo says the ceremony could take place any day.